Jonathan Franzen's first novel, The 27th City, was hard to categorize, an epic book that was part spy novel, part novel of manners, part weird science fiction. Now he's come out with his second novel, Strong Motion, and critic Maureen Corrigan says he's at it again.
We all know that the Cliff Note people can compress any novel, no matter how unwieldy, into digestible yellow and black pellets. Still, I think Jonathan Franzen's Strong Motion would cause brows to furrow at the Cliff Note compacting room. It's not that Franzen's novel is difficult. On the contrary, this techno-thriller about a series of bizarre earthquakes around Boston starts out like a high-art version of a Clive Cussler adventure story. But as Franzen demonstrated in The 27th City, when it comes to narrative genres, he's a polygamist. Strong Motion slides from its opening action-adventure mode into science fiction, political satire, and surrealist farce. In this 500-page novel, Franzen also crams in something like 50 subplots. Where most young novelists are starving themselves into slim, fast minimalists, Franzen, to his credit, has never stopped believing in the motto of his overstuffed Victorian literary ancestors, "Big is beautiful." Strong Motion's primary plot focuses on Lewis Holland, a 23-year-old Holden Caulfield type. I bonded with Lewis in the first chapter when he meets his sister Eileen's blowhard boyfriend, Peter. "So, Lewis," Peter said, "tell us a little about yourself." "I work for a radio station," Lewis said in a very level voice. "It's called WSNE?" "Sure," Peter said. "I'm familiar with it. Not that I ever listen, but I've dealt with them a couple of times. One thing I'd suggest is to try to get paid at the end of every week." "Peter sells ad space for Boston Magazine," Eileen said. "Among other things," Peter said. "He knows so much stuff, Lewis," said Eileen. "He knows tons more than I do." "Do you know how to listen?" Lewis said suddenly. Peter's eyes narrowed. "What do you mean?" "Do you know how to listen when you've asked somebody a question about themselves?" That's the kind of drop-dead remark that only people in novels think fast enough to make. Lewis falls in love with Renee Sychek, a Harvard seismologist and conflicted feminist. Renee figures out that the Boston earthquakes are caused by massive toxic waste dumping. In her spare time, Renee is also being harassed by a Right to Life group. This convergence of the environmentalist and Right to Life plots leads Franzen to make a queasy connection between the way male technology pumps toxins into pure, passive Mother Nature and the way men, well, you get it. Somehow, Franzen emerges on the side of reproductive rights, but I wish he'd taken a less metaphorical route. In fact, despite its loopy lushness, I wish Strong Motion were a more straightforward novel altogether. The earthquake plot is so intriguing that the subplots and genre shifts begin to be a drag. And though Strong Motion starts out with strong emotion about its characters and political themes, Franzen seems to get bored or embarrassed halfway through, and an alienating, satirical attitude takes over. On the fiction Richter scale, I'd give Strong Motion a solid 7. I liked its engagement with hot contemporary issues, and I also liked its riskiness. But what can I tell you? Strong Motion didn't make me feel the earth move.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Strong Motion by Jonathan Franzen, published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux.